Hello there.
Hello. I see you've been admiring my petunias?
Not really, just browsing, actually. I saw your greenhouse on the road and thought I'd stop in, maybe get a plant for my apartment.
They're lovely petunias, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, they're very nice.
Don't be shy. Don't be shy now. Touch them if you like. Stroke them, even.
I'm sorry?
Stroke them. They won't bite.
Well, I...
Unless you're scared. You don't want to know how much admiration I get for my petunias. Almost as much as I get for my roses. Do you like roses? Of course you do. Big strapping fella like you. I should think that rose is your favourite colour. Do you bathe in coloured water? You smell nice anyway. Go on, smell my roses. Take a big whiff.
They don't smell of anything.
They're unscented. Do you know how much admiration I get for my roses?
No.
Heaps. Loads. Like loads and loads of heaps. Heaps of loads. Loads of heaps of excited admiration for my roses, petunias and daisies. I let you in on a secret. The secret of gardening. When I was just starting up the business a few years ago, like, I didn't have what you'd call a green thumb. No, I didn't. In fact, I didn't have any kind of thumb at all. Having lost both of them in a terrible factory accident to my former employment. In the beginning, I was a big softie. Waking up at the crack of dawn, watering and fertilising the ferns, the lilacs, the spider plants, the herbs. You know? Just a big old softie. And the plants knew it. They walked all over me. Spoiled they were.
I rather think I'll buy a spider plant and be on my way.
All right, sir. Right this way, if you will. I will just clip and prepare it for the journey. Now, where was I?
You were selling me a spider plant and letting me get on my way.
That's right, sir. I was telling you how the plants were getting their way. And then I stumbled on a plan of great genius. A plan of such great genius that even I, without two thumbs, was able to see its geniusness. A plan so brilliant, it practically had its own IQ.
Which was?
Rule by fear.
Rule by fear? You're joking, right? This is a greenhouse.
Exactly. A microcosm of society. Except that I was being walked all over by the plants, and I decided that I was going to do the walking on them. Put the shoe on the other foot. I was going to rule the jungle. Not let the rules of the jungle rule the jungle. Metaphorically, that is.
What did you do?
Well, I remember I had a bad year in the flower section. All the little tarts wouldn't put out for the bees like usual. So I waited until late at night and burst into the nursery when all the flowers were asleep. I grabbed the least blooming flower and took it off. The air hung heavy in the greenhouse the next morning when I came back with the empty flower pot. Yeah, I said, putting down the empty pot. This is what happens when you go against me, when you don't perform. You should have seen them. They practically shat themselves. Self-blooming fertilisation. They started blossoming the very next day. I had them licked. All except one. Her.
Who?
Lila. A rose, if ever there was one. She refused to be cowed like the others.
A rose that refused to be cowed. Now there's an image.
Lila. Lila, Lila. Lila. Oh, Lila. I stopped watering her. Kept her in seclusion. She must have been getting water from somewhere. The cacti were sneaking at some, I think.
Bastard.
She lasted a long time. A long time. God, she was a wonder. When finally she passed away, I put her with all the others to remind them of the penalty for disobeying me. She just withered away. And the other flowers? Well, just look at them now. Beauties, one and all. One and all beauties. You want that spider plant shackled, or shall I just leave it?
Well, how do you keep spider plants in line, then?
In the Meantime was performed by Kevin Heaney, John Hammings, Andrew Dunham, Naomi Bowen and Jade Allen. In the Meantime sketches were written by Kevin Heaney, John Hammings, Andrew Dunham and Naomi Bowen. In the Meantime was produced by Richard Dawes and Kevin Heaney and was performed at Quince Studios with Matt Walters for the Wireless Theatre Company.